Ricky, we famous yet? Famous yet?
Hey, Jay, play that track.
Headline is a Dreamville Fest with Usher, Lil Durk, Burna Boy, J.I.D., Key Glock, and more.
I want to welcome y'all back to another episode of These Fools, man. We got the full gang back in the building today, man. How you degenerates doing today?
We got to be all in.
Like degenerating.
Degenerates.
Nothing, phone guy. How y'all niggas doing tonight, man?
Blessed and highly favored.
Damn, we got headphones on.
I just said I took
that nigga. That's wild.
That nigga that's don't be wild. Listening to
he
shit.
He definitely was deep off in that phone. He just said that.
Don't worry about it, man. Don't even tell him. Don't even tell him. Yeah, they in the car, man. Don't worry about it.
Oh, well, shit.
Definitely. Let me get that shirt, though, dog. Let me get that shirt. I need it for some shoes that I got. No, I need that same shirt.
Nigga, you got Ellie on the back.
Oh, no, I can't go there. Somebody might try to shoot me or something. Yeah, hey, can you plug that in for me, my brother? I don't want this to turn off while we are going. Oh man, so y'all said y'all wanted to talk about the Michael B. Jordan thing. Wanna talk about the grin. We'll talk about some other shit until you get back. The granny that got hemmed up. You ain't see that shit about the granny?
Why you say that shit so funny, man? That ain't funny, man.
Hemmed it ain't up. Funny, but I know some niggas that went to jail behind their granny for that shit, boy.
I'm that nigga. I'm that nigga, bro. Like, it's me. You know, I'm niggas.
No, when a nigga get mad, he just start crying. Like, yeah. I can see a nigga do
it. You can't handle it. And a dude? It was a dude, isn't it?
Yeah. It was the chick that grabbed her, though. Yeah, you can't. The chick put her in, like, a real sleeper hole. You can't only thing that I hate about it is they quickly made that about race.
It pretty much is.
I don't think so.
To me, it is.
Did you see the full video and not just clips?
Fuck the full video.
You can't say that.
I can't say that.
All right. The full video is...
She rammed her with the car.
No. The full video is that they know the person who dropped the $50. They told her, hey, this is such and such money, right? She said, I'll feel better if I give this to the owner of the store or the owner of the money themselves.
Grandma said that.
Grandma said that. So that's what grown's in the right. I completely agree. The clerks or whoever the fuck they is, they handled that situation wrong. Because they could have immediately called a guy like, hey, such and such, him picked your money up, you can come get it. But they got the clip where they showing him drop the money. Right. But she just wasn't comfortable giving it to him. So she tried to leave. Basically, they locked the doors, held her hostage. That's illegal. You know what I'm saying? Right. She wasn't stealing from them. She wasn't stealing from the store. Right. Now, where Granny's in the wrong, you know what I'm saying? She did hit the bitch with the car.
Because you got me fucked up.
Yeah.
Bro, you locked the door, man. Y'all holding me hostage, they bitch. This is a totally different situation.
That don't mean she can assault him. Ain't nobody put no.
Yes, the fuck you can. You locked me in a stove and niggas is telling me I can't go nowhere. These bitches finna get the fly.
I want you to try that.
And then look. And then look. That's where race come in at. That's an old woman, bro. Ain't no telling where she from.
Facts.
Ain't no telling what trauma she got behind the other
Facts.
Race. You get what I'm saying?
Facts.
So you telling her as a white woman and a white man and a clerk of the store that she can't go nowhere. All bets off, bitch. I'm finna get up out of here. All
right. So she after she hit this girl with the car, she lunged at her neck.
Yeah.
All right.
She was trying to reverse the hostage situation.
Y'all gonna hold me hostage?
You reverse
this
it.
This bitch finna be choked until y'all let me out of this
one. Reverse it, dog. You the only nigga in the store with your sister and somebody else. A white chick hit your sister with a car.
Right.
And then try to choke out.
Right.
What you gonna do?
I'm telling my sister, fall on the floor and shit on herself. We finna get paid.
All right, I see that this was a mistake asking you.
We finna get paid off this white bitch. Boop! Oh! Don't die on me, Quan. We finna get this.
All I'm saying is that they brought race in this too fast.
But hold on, though. This is a very important issue, too, about this whole situation. If that situation is reversed, do you think a black cashier and her black homeboy and homegirl finna lock that door on the white one?
We can't say ill.
No, we just switched it.
I'm saying if we do switch it and all the same rules apply, that's what I'm getting at. I'm not saying
that ain't gonna happen.
Anything bro. Else happens.
That ain't gonna happen. You're not finna lock no Karen in store. You know, they first response is to do what? Yeah, and your ass going down for her.
What happened to her granddaughter, though?
What happened to her?
She called her granddaughter, and the same girl she hit with the car went outside, right? So her granddaughter and her get into it. The laws walked up and arrested the granddaughter. No questions asked.
My nigga!
That's a racial issue there.
It's all a racial issue. Bro.
All of it's not.
Let me tell you something. I worked as a cashier at Circle K from 14 to 16, bro. A white man spit on me. I hopped over the counter, beat his ass.
As you should.
Right? Stumped him.
As you should.
A white woman, a so-called Karen, was in the store, watched him spit on me, we weren't even arguing, watched him just get irate because he gave me a $5 bill, told me to put it on pump one. And I put $5 on pump one. He was asking me why I ain't put $20 on pump one. I took the rest of his money and just started belittling me, degrading me. I'm looking at him laughing because, nigga, you like 80 years old. I will break your back.
Excuse me.
That man, and spit on me and hit the bottom of my eye. And the shit stank and it was hot. I jumped over the counter, beat his ass. She called the police. When they came in the store, RIP Officer Mingo, he dead now. It was not. That's the difference about the race situation too. Two black officers, right? That knew me. They come in, they know this ain't my character. Jay, what's going on, man? She pulled one onto the side, crying and shit. He just stumped this white man. I never seen anything like this in my life. He's so angry. What is going on? I say, told Mingo, look. Take me to jail. I'm ready to go to jail. Fuck it. What happened? Why you hit this old man? I'm like, bro, he spit on me. He did what? So he spit on me, bro. Like, it's still on my face. It's still on my shirt. We went in there. You know, in Circle K, they always got, like, a camera right above the cashier. Right above them. So, in case they stealing or something. We sold that on camera. Them black officers came out there, told her to shut the fuck up, get out before she go to jail. And told him, either you finna go to jail for a hate crime, and assault, or you gonna be banned from this store, right? That's the difference in race. If two white cops would have came in, I would have been in jail. If that was a white cashier in that situation, or a black cashier, and the roles reversed, ain't no fucking way that black cashier finna lock that door for. First off, ain't no black person finna lose $50. And look at that shit as retainable.
So, you know how you tell me you're changing the parameters or moving the goalposts every time?
Yeah.
You thinking too logical, right? So I get that.
I'm sorry. I can't think no other way.
Cool. All we're saying is if we switch it around and all the same things happen, that's it. Mm-hmm. Stop right there. Don't let your mind go no further.
Okay. I say the white bitch right. You lock a door and tell a bitch that they can't go nowhere.
Until they give you the money.
You're being held hostage.
I get that. That's wrong, but assault, no assault should have came from
yes,
that.
Yes, it fucking do.
She could have waited for the laws.
No, bitch, you got to let me up out of here.
Listen. So somebody lock you in a store right now and say, hey, you ain't leaving until you give us this money. Mm-hmm. And you say, we calling the police then. Mm-hmm. That's what we doing, right?
No.
You going to start punching motherfuckers down?
Immediately.
You going to go to jail in that situation.
Call it what you want.
Not call it what I want. That's what's going to happen.
I'll take that ride.
They are already, that's why I said if you watch the whole video, they are already trying to find ways to press charges against the old woman. Mm-hmm. Do you know what they offered her in return at that store? They said, we'll fire the three clerks and we'll give you $50 for your inconvenience. That's what the
fuck. Did she lose the $50?
Did she give it back? Money. I don't know if she gave it back or not.
Yeah. Fuck that. I done worked for this $50 now. Y'all done hostage me and all this shit. I want more.
$50?
Yeah.
Fuck no.
Bro, first off, this is a black old woman. You don't know what she got going on. You don't know who she done borrowed that money to be in that store to have. So $50 to her is a goddamn blessing. She not coming up off that $50. I don't give a fuck she found $1,000 in a bag. You can't hold nobody hostage in no motherfucking store trying to get them. If she ain't took nothing out of that
register. None of that shit was right. So cool.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Two rights or a right and a wrong don't make a motherfucking wrong. That woman was right in trying to protect herself and get out of there. You don't know what the fuck she watched on Netflix. You don't know. She probably just got to watch a Donald story. This big ass white dude standing right there. White bitches.
So,
come on.
I wouldn't have been tripping until I felt threatened, G. Yeah.
You thinking telling a bitch that she, telling somebody, old mama, this old girl, a grandmama, that you can't leave until you give us what's in your pockets. You think that's not a threat? And then we don't know what all else was said.
We don't.
If you feel that way to tell an old black woman that, even if young niggas tell an old white woman that, you know what I'm saying? That's going to put them in. She ain't heard no shit like that from no youngster.
That's real.
So you don't know what woman was in fear.
I get that, but like I'm saying, you got to look at it from both sides too, G.
Bro.
That's why I say I hate when race is involved, because immediately you go to protect yourself, right?
You can't take race from it.
All right, so check this out. Me and you go in the store, right? Mm-hmm. I see you drop $100 from your pocket.
Right.
I physically see this shit.
Right.
I know it's your money.
Right.
Somebody else pick it up.
We together.
All right. We together. Somebody else pick that money up, and I'm like, hey, I'll be right back, G. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell them, hey, that's my homeboy money. They like, hell no, nigga, this mine. I picked it up. How I'm supposed to get there? How I'm supposed to handle this situation?
You tell me when I drop the shit. We just skipped the whole problem. Hey, bro, whoa, that's my bro just dropped that. I handled it now. You out the way.
Ain't gonna be no out the way.
But I'm
what
we going out the stove for?
But still, look, I'm just saying like how that shit happened. You see what I'm saying? If I go out with you right now, I don't give a fuck what you did, right or wrong, I'm with you.
Right.
And that's been the motto for as long as we've been going out.
That's different for me too, because the moment you tell me I dropped my honey and tell the nigga you dropped my honey, and he started flashing out. No. All right, bro. You need that honey more than me. Come on. Because I ain't going to put you in that type of situation. I ain't going to keep you in that type of situation. Because if I stay here and argue with this nigga over $100, I'm going to lose $100,000. Because I'm going to jail. Your ass might be going to jail.
Nah, my boy.
That's me.
I need that money.
Nah.
You finna come up off this
money. Ain't no $100 I need that bad.
You finna come up off this money.
Nah. He got it. That was his blessing. We get the fuck out. I get 500 more for the weekend.
We not blessing him.
It's not yours in the first place, nigga. You see why niggas will fight over anything.
It's gonna be mine afterwards, nigga.
We not finna bless him with that. Nigga, boot up for anything, bro. That nigga got the 100 fan squad, bro. If you find a 100
fan squad,
if $100 fall out of my pocket and a motherfucker pick it up behind me, that's yours. That's a high move. Because ain't no fucking way $100 finna be that loose in my pocket. Right or wrong? I don't see why white dudes carry them big ass square wallets.
God,
you know how many square wallets we used to spit out of in high school?
So you drop $100, you're gonna be like, all right, man, God bless you. Come on, my nigga. Let's be for real.
Nigga,
have you seen the price of ice cream?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Do you know how much ice cream costs a gallon right now?
Do you know how much it costs to buy a lawyer?
Fuck that.
Now you gotta say, you can't say fuck that.
If I'm in
the
right,
talking about the cost of eggs.
If I'm in the right,
if you talk about the cost of eggs,
if I'm in the right,
don't fucking matter, as we just fucking seen.
So who is right in this situation? Because all I'm saying is,
nigga, grandmama was right.
Two wrongs, they clashing heads.
There wasn't no fucking wrong on her part.
Both of them could have handled that shit a lot fucking different.
No, they couldn't. Grandma did what the fuck she needed to do.
You saying that because she black?
I said that if she was right. Did I not say that? If
she was
the law would have been right along with that woman. Mm-hmm. If you get told you finna get held hostage in a store,
so let me,
bitch, you better get up out of there.
So let's be more logical now. Let me add another.
I'm being logical.
Let's be a little bit more logical. They in Texas. Okay. That's enough said, nigga.
What about it?
You talking about Texas and see how much racial gonna get you somewhere. You could have called the police and said, hey, they got me hostage, and they was gonna ask them, what the fuck did you do?
Who, me? That's yes, nigga. Nigga, I know that. That's why the fuck I'm finna punch on them and get the fuck out of this bitch before the police come. I'm not going to jail and get held hostage. I'm not finna have that bad of a day.
You is finna go to jail.
Nah, fuck you.
All right. They got all this shit on camera.
That's good.
No, it's not. But
y'all have audio on camera when them bitches said I can't go nowhere for finding money in the aisle for they homeboy. And home. The first off, we ain't even talking about how the clerk was totally out of order, bro. That's exactly. Out of protocol. You can't come from behind that register and get into customer shit.
Listen, if you I gotta pull that whole video, bro. That's why I said you gotta watch the whole thing. They already got it on paper where they say if you find something and you know it's not yours and not try to contact the owner of it, they can put that in for, you know, defense in court. They can use that against you.
So tell your homeboy to take me to motherfucking court for $50. Don't lock no fucking door on me and tell me I can't go.
You don't think they gonna stick together?
That's fine. Stick together while I'm outside this bitch. Don't try to hold me in here because now it's up. I don't give a fuck if I'm 56. You lock a door on me and three people tell me I can't go nowhere. Bitch, I'm turning to John Jones.
All I'm saying is that the same energy that they had trying to get their money back for their homeboys, the same energy I would have had for y'all trying to get y'all money back.
Nah, don't do that. I ain't gonna put you, I don't want you in that position.
It ain't about
I'm a grown fucking man. Didn't you say a grown man lost $50?
Yeah.
He a grown fucking man. The moment, if I'm a grown man, I lose $100. You working at a store and you call me and say, look, bro.
It depends on the situation.
Hold on, bro.
I feel like I can whoop your ass. We getting that money.
You call me and say, look, bro, an old white woman just picked up your $50.
I know I'm a whoop her.
I'm out the store. Really? I probably been looking for the 50. Bro, she ain't have it.
We can bank her ass up.
Ah, see? See, but you quick to talk about me going. You quick to call him. You going to jail? You going to jail? Meet up. Oh, you going forever? You going down? You got me fucked up.
You going to jail and hell?
You didn't beat up. You ain't locking no doors.
I feel like I've been whooped
about this bitch. Oh no.
Hey, that's my nigga Fire right there.
No.
She be like, no, I found it on the beep beep.
Do that. I don't want to answer to your woman, your kids, and your mama.
Airport.
He whooped on them for $50. You lost. Oh, I ain't got it.
Money on my book, dude. Not the nigga that said I can drop $100 and I'm gonna bless you.
Yeah, you ain't gonna help me out. I just told your ass. Leave that $100 the fucking alone. Now we gotta spend 2 years putting money on your books. That's more than $100 fucking dollars, nigga.
Dog.
See what I'm saying? You gotta think of priorities, man.
You got it. What I want you to
do. Everything in the hold on, everything in prison way more than what it is on the street.
All right, cool. What I want you to think about is all the times that you will say, well, Kyle wanna help me.
Don't help me right there. Don't help me right there. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna put that $50 that you tried to get back on your books. I'm done with it at one time.
Cool.
Your ass might be in there for 7 years. Cool. $50.
Send me
you gonna have to stretch that $50 for 7 years.
You know what I know? I know niggas get paid every 2 weeks. I'm calling.
No, you can't.
I'm calling Thursday night.
New phone alert. You can't. I ain't tell nigga to beat that old woman up on the $50 fucking dollar.
Damn.
All that shit was out of order on their part.
See who with me and who ain't.
I'm not with you. I'm not with you. If you done jumped on a white woman behind $50 fucking.
That my
undisciplined loose pocket ass and dropped in the store. Ain't no. First off, I'm a man. I don't carry no $50 bills in my side pocket for them to fall out.
What the fuck? Was
you do that?
What the fuck does that got to do with anything?
Ain't no fucking money falling out of my pocket. Over change.
You
nigga.
Said I'm a man. I don't carry no $50 in my pocket. Like
I that. Fucking don't. I don't carry no $50 bills in my pocket so they can fall out.
All right, my brother.
I have cards. I have a phone. I have Apple Pay.
Woo.
Like, I don't carry cash.
I'm too happy.
You know, white niggas is loose with their cash, bro. Niggas be having cash in their pocket, big ass wallets, there's 2x4s hanging out their back pocket. Then get mad with somebody steal. Bitch, you want somebody to steal from me. Get a normal wallet, Aaron. Oh, God. Then you want to choke Mama Madea up.
What else? Aaron didn't choke me. It was the white chick.
Bitch, you stole him.
That white chick been taking wrestling all her life or something. Because that was a full-blown.
You lucky you ain't grab a grandmama from Chicago. Bitch, you would cut 3 times before you even clutched good enough. Wrist, throat, and ear.
She definitely didn't have to help her.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
I completely agree with all that.
Bets are off.
I see all of it, G. I ain't just gonna say she did that because she black.
Bro, let me tell you something. That woman probably that black woman probably heard the stories from her grandparents. Think about it. All that civil rights shit ain't too far removed. Our grandparents' parents went through that shit. So for her to hear from a white woman voice, the door's locked, you're not going anywhere until you give us that money. All bets off, bro.
Shit, my parents went through that shit.
You get what I'm saying? All bets off, bitch. I don't know what you got planned for me with this white ass, crazy ass white dude with this goddamn Mossy Oak hat on. Bitch, y'all better get me up out of here. No, that black woman ain't wrong, man. She should have stabbed one of the motherfuckers. I'm not funny. That's it. Lock my mom up in the store if you want to, bitch. We come to that bitch. Window been broke with bricks and all that. I'm coming in there. Whoever closed the door, woman, kid, or child, you getting stumped in your stomach, body slammed, and I'm coming off the top ropes on your ass. Nice. And I'm and I'm going to jail. Man. I'm telling the judge, yeah, I beat that bitch up.
The child?
Shawn Michael elbowed on that bitch. She locked my mom in the store.
You stop
it. You know what I'm saying? It's certain consequences I don't give a fuck about because you fucking with the people I love, people I'm charged to protect. You're not finna choke my grandma over no $50 you lost. And it's not even your fucking $50, bitch. Nobody in there had ownership of that
$50. Well, I said they ain't wrong.
You gonna close door to my, oh, I'm keeping you in here, Miss Gladys. You got me fucked up, baby. I'm Gladys finna choke the shit out you.
That's still against the law, man.
Ain't against no fucking law, bro. That's not against the law, bro. I work in this shit. That's not against the law.
So that wasn't against the law.
The moment somebody tell you you entrapped and they holding you hostage, you can do whatever the fuck you got to do to get up out of there. If it ain't deadly force, if you ain't put this shit on, like let's say, right, God forbid, we get out of here, you go and you get into a crash with a bitch, right? Fender bender, right? Mm-hmm. A motherfucker can't stop you from fleeing, bro. Did you know that? They can't get in your way from fleeing. If you working at Circle K and a motherfucker coming there and rob the store, they tell you if you run after them trying to get the money, you fired. You can't stop nobody from fucking fleeing.
Somebody breaking your house right now and they start running and you shoot them in the back, you in the room.
Guess what? If that old woman would have killed all three of their ass now, she'd probably have manslaughter right now. Nothing would be done.
Definitely in Texas.
Nothing would be done because y'all held that woman hostage. Clerk, you totally out of order because you hopping in customer business. Motherfuckers, that's not even in the store.
I just don't feel like they offered her. No. We gonna fire all three of them and we gonna give you 50.
Oh, yeah, they definitely wrong. We ain't giving them, man. Bitch, y'all know y'all in the wrong. I want everything. I want the store.
First of all, you about to pay any doctor fees I have. If there's any reconstructive surgery I need, you paying for that shit.
Hell yeah.
Before I came in here, I had a double D.
Do you fucking hear me?
Some A.
I'm telling you right now.
This caused me so much trauma that my titties are depressed. I need to lift them.
Couldn't be no black chocolate.
You about to pay for that shit.
Couldn't be no football chocolate. Soon as they, we holding you hostage. They would have ran to that door. That motherfucker would have grabbed her. My sister would have flew back 10 feet.
You feel me? Listen. When she beat me up, my stomach fell on an oatmeal pie and it imprinted on my stomach. I need a tummy tuck. You about to pay for that shit.
Oh, man.
All of it.
My sister
would
have been crying with piss on her.
And you about to name this fucking, and if it's a
Family Dollar.
Oh, that was a Family Dollar?
I don't know what the fuck it was.
Whatever the fuck it was, if it's a well-known chain, you ain't got to change the name of the motherfucking chain, but it's going to be the Mariah Hall edition.
Cut me in. Cut me out, bitch.
I'm going to free gas. Fuck all of this shit. You feel me? Free gas.
Nigga.
Fuck that. Grandmama was not wrong.
Forget gas.
TT1.
I want a lifetime of free groceries.
TT1 wrong.
Because that's the money.
She did a press conference. I seen the press conference. She bald headed the motherfucker, stressed out.
Yeah, that was wild.
She having nightmares and shit. White people coming to get her in Texas. Not for real, bro. Damn. Y'all playing this shit be traumatizing, dog. Like, if you ain't never almost got jumped by white folks, you start hearing from your ancestors from Black Panther. Get up. They coming for you.
Oh, my fucking God.
Looking out the window and shit. Like Malcolm X daddy off Malcolm X.
Wait.
You said that shit in the first
That shit popping up on you. Remember that scene on Malcolm X and his daddy was on a railroad track? That shit popping up.
You said,
bro.
Black Panther, you wake up, the nigga be, we now taking the power away from the black.
That shit ain't cool, bro. For real, bro.
We now stupid.
That shit ain't cool. Bro, trauma.
Nigga standing over you with a purple fella. You drinking that what shit.
Grandma just got to watch him with Wakanda forever. Bitch, them out, they keeping her somewhere. Bitch, you ain't keeping Angela nowhere. You ain't keeping me nowhere, bitch.
Oh, God.
That nigga had to drown Angela Bassett on that bitch, boy.
You funny. It's funny.
I'm for real as fuck. Y'all better stop playing with the old women. They ran into the right one, really. Granted, would have just came from bingo and lost all that motherfucking money and found that 50. Bitch, you got to take it off my dead corpse of this bitch.
Because my thing is, they ran into the right one because where the fuck is her grandkids at?
Her granddaughter came. Guess who the police finna arrest? Huh? Tell me race ain't got shit to do with that.
Pause on old girl, though. Like,
it's three. Pause would have been laid already. Bitch, you gotta lock me up. They let my grandma in this bitch.
She was on the outside. So, like, old girl.
Did you say Shorty came through?
No, not the granddaughter. So,
I'm saying the girl. Went outside.
Yeah, one of them did come outside. she was just like, hey, let my grandma. Well, we couldn't hear. They said audio only picks up with movement, which was bullshit because. It was moving the whole time.
You get one of them bitches. Hey, y'all let my grandma out this bitch. Straight up.
She did give her, I think she gave her like a two-piece and was already walking up.
That's why you catch that bitch from the shoulder and elbow precise. Bing! Bitch, lay down. Stop playing me. Now, I'm going to hold her hostage.
My thing, all the children, because let my mama. Hey, bitch, my mama's 69. Yeah, my mama's 69. Let me tell you something. They'll be arresting me. I'll be a you know them prisoners that's weekenders. Yeah. I'ma be that motherfucker. Because every time I see you, bitch, every time your mom, I don't give a fuck. I'll be in church.
You hear fear in her voice? Like that shit happened with my sister one time and the police called me one time. My mom and I left the house and the alarm went off. And they like, hey. No, the alarm going out. We don't know what's going on. I'm like, what? Nigga, I worked at in Westmore at the time. Nigga, I'm doing about 90 trying to get to my mama's house. She all the way out there in Washington. I get there, you know, Law's pulling up. Like, you know what's going on? I'm like, hell no. She pulling up. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, some shit like that happened to my mama. And to this day, it pissed me off that they had to wait to tell me about it. They knew how I was. Them motherfuckers didn't tell me about it.
Nothing happened to my mom. She just left the house and didn't close the door all the way. She was still trying to get some chocolate.
A motherfucker tried my mom. At her job. Fuck. Nigga tried my mom. At her job. Behind some glasses. My mama. I can't. Ain't nobody called. My sisters weren't calling me or nothing. What the fuck? It's been a whole week. Mama fine. Anybody tell you what happened? Good. They listened to what happened? What the fuck? Where y'all been? Well, somebody came and I think this was around that time, like a bachelor, somebody had robbed a bank and went into bachelor and got killed and shit right around that time. And a nigga came in there and got off on my mom, pushed it and all that. Like, old nigga. He come in the store all the time. You didn't see him and he, I don't know what. All hurt. Like, man, don't y'all ever do no shit like that again. My daddy, you don't talk to your mama like that? I'm like, fuck all that. I don't play with my mama like that. I hurt somebody behind her. Y'all don't hold no shit for me like that.
Right.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, you couldn't be Annie Tucker. Bitch, that door would have came open and everybody that was holding her hostage coming out that bitch. Drug across concrete. The whole parking lot. We made an example.
Cause nigga, boy. Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Then that video just fucked me up. I won't think. Man, y'all got that shit on video, blasting that shit on the news and on social media. Y'all choking my
see that shit every day.
But the thing is though, old girl, it ain't the end of it. Please believe me.
All three of them didn't work there, did it?
All three of them worked. The dude came out the back. He obviously had to be watching the cameras in the back, and the two chicks was clerks or whatever.
And they friend lost the 50 and he was going out.
The homie that was dropping beer, getting beer.
This nigga probably already drunk. I remember I was working at Circle K. A motherfucker was so tore up, he left $560 in a, not $500, $360 in the ATM.
Oh.
I took that shit out the ATM and waited for him to come back. That whole shit. Nigga never came back. No idea with that $350. Jordan Foles, they just came out. Cement white Foles. Took them bitches, paid it, paid that for it.
Is that the same
thing? I think so.
Was it? Yeah, that's definitely the same.
Freaking.
It's freaky. Freaking. Buying shoes.
Yeah, that shit. It, well, she.
I don't want you to get that shit out your brain. Grandma not wrong. Don't ever say that shit.
Oh, fuck, not wrong. Anyway, they not,
man.
But
I hope a motherfucker holds you hostage this evening.
Good.
You going to yeah. Arab at the gas station. You don't go. Oh no, you go nowhere. You didn't pay for this. Yeah, for real though. You ever been held hostage like that though? Bro, that's some scary shit. I got held hostage at like 8 years old in a gas station because they thought we were stealing some shit.
Difference with me is
when you go for that dough and that bitch bounce back on you, your fucking heart drop like big.
You was not stealing
though. No, I wasn't. Oh, my homeboys was like a motherfucker.
You was with them.
No, nah, I was in them, but I ain't seen them do the shit. All I see them niggas start, hey, hey, so I put shit on the counter. We good? I'm back. Come on. Oh no, you stealing me in my country? We cut your hands off. Like, hey, I ain't got shit. I know I'm gonna get my ass beat though. Said, don't you come back in here. You light skinned, fat headed one. You come back. All right, y'all niggas done. I got off on their ass. I was scared for my life. And you know them niggas, them Akbar niggas, them Arab. They be having choppers and grenades and shit. Yeah, blow theyself up, try to fuck you up.
Nobody scared of them niggas.
Shit, I am. I am. My homeboy lived by next door.
You should have put on a turban and walked right by the motherfucker.
No, I was young then. I was great niggerish. It wasn't nothing about me like that.
Shit.
It's something that lived next door to my homeboy. The house you at? Them niggas be playing some NBA Youngboy style Arabian music that scared the fuck out. It be missiles. Boom, boom, boom. What the fuck is going on in here?
Hey, they gonna
cancel the fuck out. Boom, 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 boom. They just hit bells on it. What the fuck is this?
Knocked on that bitch with my strap.
Bro, that nigga be looking out the window. I'm passed by just list stopping at the door like hitting the shit. He look out the window like. Like, you know, the blinds that come down, they're like, shh. And they go, ring, ding, 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 ding. I'm like, whoa, fuck no. Let me get the fuck away from this. He thugging too hard for me. I don't know what the fuck they chanting in this song. Let it all. I know they said some shit about let it all burn. Like, oh, fuck that. Let it burn, let it burn. Oh, no. Akbar, that bitch playing or something.
That shit.
Scared the fuck out of me. You got to remember, I was in Chicago when 9/11 hit.
This
they shut that shit down like pandemic.
This completely off subject, but I really want you to go on like one of them YouTube videos where they be trying to guess people race and shit. Because the more I look at you, I realize how racially ambiguous you are.
It's like
he is definitely not a nigga completely.
Put one of them motherfucking things on them Hajis.
I'm telling you, that's our little
tape. Clean they rap money.
That's our little tape.
I ain't fucking with it. I'm definitely built like a cholo. Huh? That's the scariest part. Nigga, they coming out the waistband from under the counter shooting the shit out your head. If a Akbar nigga or Arabian nigga.
What's
a Akbar? Akbar Muhammad.
Hey man, please bring something else up because they don't count this.
If they own a store,
I can see them email me about the
color. So, God.
Like, we gotta blur all this out.
No, fuck no.
All this shit.
Bro, that ain't racist or nothing. I'm just telling you.
It's not.
No.
That's not racist.
You did a whole song. What you
feel? I'll tell you what the song said. Them niggas be rapping NBA Youngboy.
Oh, boy, what you got on your head right now? How you rap that song? That was definitely some racist
That's
shit.
That's not racist.
That was definitely some racist shit.
I'll tell you what they did. Them niggas be rapping our music harder than the mother.
Y'all have tickled me this evening. All
right, fuck them. They scary. Fuck your ass up.
You still for me?
No, no. I stole
there
from
is stuff. Actually there's actually a documentary about a little girl who got shot in the fucking head. It was a little girl. I think it was in California, and I can't remember her name right now, but the actual documentary itself, I believe, is on Hulu. But this little girl, they thought she was stealing an orange juice and some kind of yes.
Nigga. The city not a fucking game, though.
The thing is, the girl had money in her pocket to pay for it. She started walking towards somewhere that was near the door or something like that. Some kind of way, the store owner thought she was stealing and shot her in the head. And this is a female. This was a female store owner shooting a little girl in the head.
Because, look, crazy. We talk in Chicago, if you go to any store like that, because black people don't understand. The shit that we look at and the shit that we prioritize as far as what we watch the shit, they learn American English and culture from that shit. So when Menace to Society dropped and what his name was, Old Dog or Loke Dog or whatever, killed them Chinese folks, that's how them Arabs looking. Like, bitch, it's either us or you. And we got to send this money back to the country to get my cousins over this bitch. We're not playing.
Like, oh, my God.
We're not like the Chinese. We will fuck. They'll tell you that. So when we were coming up, my mama tell us, like, you go to a store, they question you or say you did anything. You give that shit back to them and you come and get us. We'll have that. You don't sit there and argue back and forth with them motherfuckers like that, because in their mind, you grown. When you start talking back and saying that shit, and then you got to think, in they culture, them motherfuckers grown as soon as they come out the pussy. They work. They got a job.
Facts.
So, that shit is unheard of that you don't talk back.
It's, what?
Right.
Man, like, if you go, like, to Dubai or something, look up some laws and shit.
Like, have y'all ever heard of, like, honor killings? So, basically, in that culture, if a female basically tarnishes the honor of a family, like, they consider it okay to kill her.
Stolen type shit.
Like, your daughter, this could be your daughter, this could be your wife. If she fuck up the family name, bitch, you got to die.
Eradicate your
head. And you gonna be, you know, and another documentary I was watching, nigga tried to do that shit, but he was in America. Fucked you up. Can't do that shit over it. And this was because he found out his daughter had a boyfriend. And she was like, maybe 18, 19, something like that. Like, she had met a guy.
Trying to push her shit back.
And, yeah. And killed her little sister because she knew. And they seen her.
Tell me, bro, them niggas different. That's why you ain't scared. Me fucked up. You look like one of them niggas, really. You got that do-rag on, that beard. They probably just think you a darker version of one of them niggas. Them niggas will fuck with you.
They definitely gonna fuck with you before they fuck with you.
They'll fuck with me. I'll start talking that shit with them.
They definitely
gonna fuck with you. I'm let them fuck around, pull a gun on me. Oh, no, you go. I'm out this shit. All right, Cal. You gotta go.
You be locked in there.
I'm praying for you, brother. I'm not finna fuck with
them. They lock you up for the rest of your life.
I'm not finna fuck with them, bro.
He not gonna put you in a position over $50. He gonna leave your ass in the store
for free.
I'm gonna leave you with him. Yeah, I ain't fucking with Arab though.
For fucking free.
I ain't fucking with Arab. We ain't talking about the Arab that used to be with Soulja Boy. We talking about some real Arab.
Yeah, you playing
real? My mama, I'll leave her ass in the Arab. I'm fucking with Arabs like that. I'm like fucking with tigers, man. Don't do certain shit.
They got tiger trainers, though.
Them niggas play with snakes, bro. How many snakes you play with? You think you big and bad?
Don't worry about that. All right,
freak ass nigga, I'm talking about serpents.
Disgusting.
I'm talking about serpents.
Disgusting.
Woo, shit, boy.
Them niggas got Great Khali for the WWE Hall of Fame. Great Khali. That nigga ain't won a match in WWE. They got that nigga put in the
Them Americanized match. Arabs be fine as fuck, though.
I
ain't never seen a cute ass Arab woman.
Yeah, you might want like that back.
Fucking with this. It's hanging.
I got you.
Into my nails. Trying to be cute, having a little gripple.
Do you roll your roaches back up?
I don't.
Really?
I don't. I should.
I know a lot of people that like really keep these motherfuckers and they just make them and they call the shit gumbo. The shit be so fucking funny to me.
Struggling.
You look disgusting.
It sounds
like forgot about this bullshit ass nigga,
man. No, I smoke cocaine, so I ain't
bullshit. Exactly. It doesn't make expensive ass drug.
I smoke wet. That ain't expensive. I smoke wet.
That
ain't expensive.
It ain't expensive. Ooh.
I smoked abdominal fluid. What they call that shit?
Did you say abdominal fluid?
I smoked that before. A cigarette dipped in that shit.
That nigga said abdominal.
What was that experience?
You smoked stomach fluid, my nigga.
I call it a stick. They dipped a cigarette in that shit.
Oh shit! They call it what?
A stick.
You know, I ain't know people call lean a line. I know somebody was telling me that shit. She was like, I need a line. I'm like, you need a what, motherfucker? You want to do some crack? She like, no, nigga, I need a line.
Yeah. That shit was wicked.
That shit
is. Only thing I remember my high on was like, first time I smoked some cocaine. I remember that. I had buccal energy. When I started popping pills, I always remember shit about the pills.
Is that you, G?
What, a dance? Yeah, I probably was. I
want to pop like that shit. What's up, boy, Terry Crews with the Wilson and shit?
I don't do that shit. On ecstasy or the pills, you just get real freaky.
I don't know, my nigga.
Yeah. Even if you don't do nothing, you ain't got to fuck. You just go to bed real happy. Like a leaf. Like, you ever seen a leaf just falling? That's how you feel. When you go to bed, that's how you feel.
You tweaked out.
Everything is just most sensual. But oh, like Mojo and shit, I never remember
this,
that shit.
This high am
Mojo. I did that shit when it wasn't Mojo. Like remember they called it legal weed when they first started selling the stores and shit.
And this
that shit
is
had niggas going off.
And this is why I don't understand how motherfuckers get to stronger drugs, because that leaf you was just explaining. By the time I get a third of the way through this, I'm going to feel just like that fucking leaf.
I don't want to be that high, though.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like, I can take a hydro.
And I will be okay. Like, I ain't got to do shit stronger than this. Because I be telling people all the time, all the issues, people who got issues, if you don't smoke weed, baby, I don't know what you do. What you don't want.
Smoke on the cage. You know what I'm saying?
I don't smoke at all.
You a doctor. You be high over here.
Don't say that, bro.
What you do?
I'd never be high before. I know real high. If anything,
I'm talking about grade A narcotics. We just talking about the herbal.
But that's why, too,
nigga,
though.
That's why I'm saying this nigga that did everything on the sun, he probably don't even know what the fuck regular weed high feel like no more.
Yeah, he lit. That nigga over there like, what's wrong with y'all?
Right, like.
I already got
what's wrong with y'all?
This nigga done been a hangover high, so he. Yeah, but see, like this is all I need. Like I don't need none of this.
Man, look, I can give two, three shots of Jack, I'll be straight.
Nah, I can't think of alcohol at all.
I can't drink like I used to simply because of the fact that once I started smoking, I started drinking way less. I was just like, no. I can go. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, you can sleep off weed and feel amazing the next morning. You sleep off liquor and feel like shit.
That's a fact.
No, I'll stick with weed. That's thanks.
That day, we had the party, but I woke up at my homeboy house. I was cold and wet, all because of sweat. I just looked disheveled when I woke up that morning. I said to the cow, like, what the fuck?
Disheveled.
You said what now?
The video of you when I woke up that morning, I'll put it on Snap or something. Yeah, I was overweight. You can see the difference the night of the video. Like I was kicking it.
Oh, you boy.
To the end, like the alcohol ain't fun.
I know that you be going hard like that.
And he was mad at me one time because I was chilling and me and Keisha were just kind of vibed out. It's like, you sat down all night.
I'm like, nigga, I'm chilling. I'm chilling. Straight drunk as you. You sat the fuck down. That's funny, bro.
I was like, my man's is Magic Mike.
I would have left halfway through his performance, though. You know,
what Magic Mike? What are you talking about?
That's what you do. You perform.
Boy, you was grinding on the floor.
When?
At this party.
That man who went to? Oh,
no, 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 no. The one you with the all black one.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, on the floor.
Well, I drank a whole thing of Hennessy that night. Like a whole.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hennessy is overrated. I'm so sorry.
I don't drink it all, so all that shit.
You don't what?
I don't drink it all. That's all that shit over.
You don't drink it all?
That's how it affects me.
I may get booze for that comment. I'm sorry.
This is not my drinking choice.
It's
I like brown. I'll drink it because it's brown. But it's
right. Like, but that's me. I'll drink it because it's brown, but it's not, you know?
No. K. Michelle and you.
I don't fucking clear no more because that's all we used to drink. Patron, tequila, all that shit. And I'm talking about I'm waking up in the bathroom. Woke up in my homie bed. I'm talking, bro.
You keep that story, bro. Nah, we good. Nah. We good. You woke up in homie bed. Shout out fuck that.
BJ though, but
oh, then you shouting them out.
Oh, this Lord. Man.
We got fucked up in the club. Like, I don't know.
I can only imagine what you saw when you woke up in his bed.
I don't know if I passed out or they had put me in a car. But when I woke up, I was in this nigga bed, right? This nigga was sitting in the chair, and I shit you not. He was sitting in the chair, and I guess he was just sitting down doing this.
Oh, he was on a pill or something?
I don't know what. Look, when I woke up,
he was watching you sleep?
So I said, man, give me my fucking kick. I sobered up so fucking fast. I mean, what the fuck you got going on up here? That shit fucked me
That's
up.
That's a freaky ass story, bro.
That shit fucked me up. Dude. I'm like, damn, this nigga tweaking, bro. What you got going on in this house?
Scary that'll make me. I wake up.
Exactly. Scared. And I'll look at him, bro.
That nigga sit there looking at you.
I don't know if he was looking at me or not, but it was just kind of like he. I feel like he was doing that shit. And it just, I was terrified.
Rubbing his thighs.
So I don't know if that nigga was just relaxing or what. Because I ain't going to lie to you. Like, the nigga was. Looking me up and down.
It's
what?
J-Face. I'm not fucking with it,
cuz. What I'm
saying?
Oh, what
you doing,
D. I think he was fucked up, though. I got my keys and got the
y'all up. Both was probably well, fucked up.
You ain't going nowhere.
It was, boy,
that shit was funny.
That whole 10-year span was... Wow. Woo. Lord. Oh. Shit. You ever think back on some shit and be like, oh, I was really out here.
Really out here. Let me
show doing you some whole bullshit. Some
horrible shit. I just want y'all to look at this shit.
If it's you with a piece of head, bro.
No, that's a mess.
It's the fucking DMs?
Man.
What you say? You gonna eat her ass?
No, I never said that.
I'm so scared of that messy shit.
Somebody this shit's so fucking funny though, dog. And the first person I sent this to, they was like, how the fuck they offered all this shit? And you like, you don't let them know.
Oh my God. Like, I wish I could read those out loud.
Let me see.
Hold on, bro. I'm showing them this sickest thing.
I wish.
So this somebody sent me this shit and where I never responded to.
Is that Chase?
Nah.
That was a freak ass place. We need an episode just dedicated to Chase stories. Bring my boy.
If you bring him, he gonna not be that shit gonna be over.
He say the same shit about you.
He much worse, bro.
He said you was the much.
Let me tell you.
Don't tell me because he ain't
here. My shit was probably more out in the open. That nigga's a discreet motherfucker there. He's a sneaky bitch. A sneaky bitch. I'm telling you, dog.
I wish I could have recorded that.
Man, I'll see your video of me saying this shit. Yeah. Dog. She was quick. Like, this shit goes from like 2006 to about 2012.
It's the same woman?
It's the first messages. It's the first
screenshot.
Oh, Lord.
Shawty was tweaking.
What you is?
Oh,
right?
My God.
Yeah.
I really want us to do a reenactment.
I know, and I can't wait until it does. Thank you,
sir.
All bad.
Cut it out, my God.
God, I wish we could do a reenactment of that first one, because that first set, oh, Lord.
Well, stop being shocked about it. You know I've been wanting your... That's funny. I'm actually sitting here, horny.
That shit, like, it's like me in the inbox and shooting my shot. And the funniest shit is, I'm introducing myself as Kyle S. Baby.
This nigga said, oh, you something else.
Hey,
it's the pistol comment for me.
You a bougie ass nigga.
Yeah,
you a bougie ass nigga.
It's the pistol comment for me.
Dog, it's people in this motherfucker that's like, I never. It's some messages from a girl that I know, and I was like, when was me and you on this level like this? This motherfucker telling her she loved me, we getting married, all this, that, and other. She done found out I talked to somebody else. She's like, well, I guess before you go over there, you can come over here. I'm reading this shit like, wow.
So when did you really get replaced by Pleasure P out of Pretty Ricky? When did he replace you?
You funny as fuck, bro.
Go ahead with the Michael B. Jordan shit.
Ooh, yeah. Shit.
Y'all tell that story, man. Y'all got you got the whole bag, so you go ahead and lay it out though, man.
I was just asking, we had the question that did you ever see somebody that glowed up from your high school? Because the story is Michael B. Jordan was at the premiere of Creed 3 talking to reporters and shit, and a girl that got like a radio show and she like interviewer or whatever. I remember her because she used to be on that show Lip Service with Angela Yee, and she was like one of the four co-hosts. Well, she went to high school with Michael B. Jordan, and on one of her shows, she was talking with one of her friends, and she was like, her and the friend went to high school together, and they was talking about how corny he was and how he used to walk around with big pictures of herself.
Yeah.
Man, I ain't just talking about her. You listening or what, man? You having a side conversation? He'll usually get on your ass about this.
That nigga ain't saying all fucking night, man. Fuck
that. It's been us three.
He got to be over there looking at some coochie.
How long you got to study that shit? That coochie, you got to study it like that.
The difference is he probably got 12 coochies.
That was...
He's great.
He's scrolling through.
They said to him, angles of pussy.
This nigga got an OnlyFans where he just grades your pussy. Hit me up for pussy ratings. That savage.
He's scrolling through the pussy like Tinder.
Yeah,
swipe, left swipe.
Oh yeah, let me right swipe
for stomach pussy. Two tone pussy. She got big meat curtains on her pussy.
It's Arby's. She got the meat.
Her clit too big. Oh no, I can't. Do but did y'all ever meet somebody that glowed up from high school a lot?
I am he.
That's why we said, have you ever met somebody?
I met me, you nigga. Met it was me. You ain't feeling me, bro. Like, if you'd have seen me, like.
I feel you talk about this shit every episode.
Not every episode.
Pretty much.
Fifth grade, fourth grade on up. My
I
nigga.
Definitely said from high school, but yeah.
Even high school, freshman year, bitches was like, no, nigga. No.
Big ass wristbands.
Big ass wristbands. Fool's jersey. Headband, shirt tucked in.
Soldier Slim looking.
Pants man. Over my labels and shit.
Why the fuck was you doing that?
Mama, bro.
Yo, mama had your pants over your name? You kept it that the whole way of school? The whole time of school?
You ain't feeling me when I tell you my mama had to feel God in a nigga, G.
Mama.
Oh. Miss Kathy was that.
She a pop up in the school. Why's your pants
back? Shout out to Miss Kathy.
Like,
Kathy was down bad.
Yeah, man, like, I'm telling you, nigga,
nigga buckles.
She made it motherfucking clear. If I got to come to this motherfucker and leave my job,
because your pants was down.
If
anything, nigga, like if they call me and I got to come over here for this shit, nigga, I got suspended one time. Guess why I was? this nigga house. Skip school, this nigga house.
Yeah, he fucked up. Teacher was scared of me. You suspend me, bitch.
Nigga, did we run for Mr. Wilson one day? What the fuck?
It's up. You finna go with it.
You good, man.
So everybody outside of Kyle, because he's a nigga that glowed up.
I don't think he understands. Like, it was bad, bro. Like, imagine me, Kevin Durant, hell, pants above my name.
He's my shit. He was in high school.
I'm telling you.
He was not talking about this. We just want to know, anybody have beside Kyle looking at a fucking mirror and watching it glow up, did you ever meet somebody that glued the fuck up from their high school?
I know he is.
You want the fuck.
I know he is.
Trying to holler at
him. That person.
Trying to holler at him?
No, nah, yeah. That he fucked. That he fucked.
Whoa.
The person that he called me at 1 a.m. Hey, definitely. Hey, man. Glowed up. She always had that ass, but glowed the fuck up. Yeah.
Chasing.
Soon
as I got
to put my cross. You was chasing her? Or she was chasing her? After she glowed up.
After she, like, she 2 minutes, 2 seconds gone. Hey, man. Guess who? I'm sweating and everything.
with the Martin. I'll put a thin line between love and hate.
Sweating, just
sweating.
Sweating,
man. So how she
you was sweating up? In the coochie, mama?
Hell yeah.
Oh, you were you putting your best out.
He was working.
Oh, yeah, bitch. Right. I got to show you what you missed out in high school. Yeah. So, how she glowed up? Was she ugly? Was she just like having no swag or something?
She was like
nerdy or some shit?
Nah, she was just like medium ugly.
Or a woman?
A dash of ugly.
I don't know if I ever met a medium ugly.
Trust me.
No, like, they're out there.
Either you is or you ain't.
It was a dash of ugly. Let me throw this away.
How? So, explain a dash of ugly for a woman. Teeth fucked up or?
Something about their face don't be quite right. Their eyes be too far apart. You know, shit like that.
My eyes are too big. One of them
yeah, like it be something. They be cute, but it be something about their face that be off. That be their day.
And how they dress. Like, you know everybody dress up.
Yeah, she definitely.
We all dress up.
Wrestler outfits before that shit came out.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one. Wait a minute.
I feel just like Taz and Kurt Angle.
Wait, I gotta know who this is. Oh,
that's funny.
Please, cause
that's funny as fuck. She got this bitch.
I kinda think
they're like she put these in a full Nelson.
I grew into my whole. I had a big ass head and I'm skinny as fuck, so I kinda grew into my shit. Like,
I don't think I glowed up yet. I think I'm.
Oh, I've seen your picture. Did you glow up? Completely.
I think I blew up. I'm fat to the mother right now.
No, I ain't talking
about I see the picture of me.
No.
When I first came to Louisiana, 7th grade.
I'm talking about, we've seen your high school pictures. Your swag is totally different from, nigga.
Oh, yeah. My high school pictures. How the fuck y'all see my high school pictures?
Because see, no. You, I know Jay from church.
Me ain't talking about no weight. Me talking about your swag. Blew the fuck up.
Oh, I ain't have no money. If I had some money while I was in high school and shit, I would have been a college nigga.
We know niggas who we went to school that had money, they always would fly, and then now they look like they bum.
It's working.
Swear to God.
Yeah,
swear to God.
I've seen niggas who were in school like, dang, they always had fresh J's clothes.
Yeah, nigga bummy now.
Now they looking like, nigga, we don't wear 3XTs no more.
Niggas still got that same Jabo shorts and shit.
We don't wear that shit no more,
but they're
like, nah. Lean with it,
rock with it, ass.
So, yeah, them niggas, man, it's a lot of them niggas.
Yeah, they stuck in their era, though.
Yeah,
because
they were so popular in high school.
Yeah. Bro, that's shit. That's,
oh
that's
my
worse
God.
Than
peak.
Saying,
they peak
that's
right
the there. Worst Woo. Shit when you see that about a girl, oh. A woman that's stuck in what the fuck she did in high school.
Ooh.
Bitch, if you don't grow up, that's all you got to offer. And most of the time, them bitches got buku kid. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was prom queen in 8th grade, and then I was on homecoming court. Then I got pregnant my sophomore year. That's when this shit went downhill, bitch. Stop living. Then they'll try to live vicariously through their kids. They really be narcissistic. They'll try to live vicariously through their kid.
That's a scary
like,
shit.
Bitch, you can't build you again. You got to...
Oh my.
Yeah, I don't think. Well, the pictures I
see. Nigga. Yeah.
When you had your knee on that chair with the little.
That exact one!
That's
just
style.
That's
style
back
then.
I looked
the hot ass. Remember the pose?
I looked the hot ass.
Everybody looked hot.
In 2003.
My hair. Oh, shit.
Bro,
that goddamn flat iron where you just had that little bump.
That shit was lit back in the day.
Oh my God.
I found a picture. I was literally wearing my homeboy's clothes when I first came from Chicago, bro. And I was still stuck on Kaya. I had my collar so ironed up. Shit was ridiculous.
I dated a dude in high school. Who was the...
That's me, bro.
Nah, man. That's me. That ain't you at all, boy. That is not you at all.
That's me, that's man. You. It's seventh grade. When I first came.
You
look,
my boy.
I was Kanye and Chris Brown put together. I was on the white bitch.
Yeah, look, instantly, I know that nigga favorite song was Through the Wild.
Yeah. That nigga favorite song, that shit come on, he Jesus out here.
Through the whole album, son. I'm in Louisiana telling my boy about this shit.
You fucking Kanye?
Nah, Boosie down here.
Boosie ain't got a motherfucking Grammys. I'm arguing with niggas and all. Get that dumb ass.
Niggas don't give a fuck about no Grammys, bro.
Nobody, bro. He said Grammys. Fuck. I'm down here talking about Do or Die, Twista, UGK. Niggas like, yeah, we know UGK. We fuck with Boosie, though. You fuck with Webby? Nah, I fucked with Give Me That Pussy. But besides that, what? Niggas have to, yeah.
What year was that when the
niggas from South Pole
Go DJ came out? What year
was that? Was that
2005? I'm still bumping that shit. My homeboy Quiz pop in, and we supposed to go to Car Wash on the South Side. He's like, man, turn that shit out. He playing boogie. I'm like, dude, who the fuck is? Like, we still bumping the way
that,
man.
That was somebody ringtone in my phone in high school.
He put on the boost in them. I'm like, oh, man, shit, I'm dying.
I'll never forget, what's that mixtape that he dropped or which album it was? Where that bitch come on every album like a bird. Yeah, they were playing that shit in there. I was getting my hair cut like, this nigga spitting, bro.
That happened to me when I first came to Louisiana. We knew about Lil Wayne, but it's right when that nigga started getting hot, like 2006, with Father Like Son. Mm-hmm. Nigga was playing that album. Nigga that went to Washington, his name was Devon Sons. Nigga gave me that bitch.
Y'all talking about
Wayne. I was Lil Wayne forever.
The year that he's talking about all this, he was Wayne head nigga. Like, every quote from Wayne is this
nigga had it.
Whenever I think that shit might have came out before that though, because we were still in school. I mean, that might have been our junior or senior year. Whichever year that was, that shit came out. I remember I never got past like the first 11 songs on the quarter one, right?
Yeah.
You know, he had like 21, 22 songs on that bitch. And nigga was in that bitch. He was like, hey, nigga, all the coldest songs past this. I'm like, no, all these bitches from the back. He like, nigga, go past this shit. And that nigga put on that, if the cops ain't watching, the streets is talking, your hoes is unfaith. That nigga dropped that shit. I was in that bitch like, hold on, y'all gonna make me turn that shit up loud here, but
I know song he got up. That shit cool.
Yeah, can't.
Can't nobody.
Come on now.
I like that shit.
Come on now.
I like that shit. I feel like that's the old Wayne to me.
You know how niggas be. You know how niggas be saying.
No auto tune.
Nothing. Just going.
Look, you know how niggas be saying Jordan did LeBron. I feel like Wayne got to be in my top three, G.
That's my
period.
When he's rapping like that, he's killing everybody. I don't give a fuck who it is. But I heard that song, like, God damn,
no, he did that song.
Because nobody
had that list.
And it was Lil on the bitch.
That shit crazy, though, did you meet somebody that glowed up from your high school, a nigga?
A lot of people.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I actually fucked the person who glowed up. I wasn't trying to fuck him. He came after me, but...
When niggas found out they glowed up, you gotta go after that pussy.
Yeah, you know what you missed out of high school?
Yeah, and of course, you know, they hit you with the line the
king
always.
Glow up. King gloves.
And you know, they hit you with the line.
The bitches was coming after me.
But it's funny, though, like, you will still see people, and they'll still be looking at you like that same person from high school.
Oh, like, that's what I love.
I know motherfuckers like that, G, and it's like...
But I'm kind of still that same nigga, though.
I'm still the same person. The only thing changed about me was some clothes. And they got a beard now.
Thank you.
That facts.
I'm pretty much still the same.
I feel like if somebody came to kick it with me then, you would see me playing video games. Well, I don't play ball. I don't hoop no more. I'm finna hoop. And I'm probably watching some anime or some shit. You come to my house now. You're going to see some of the same shit.
I think I'm the same nigga, especially with a lot of these females. Because I wasn't pressed about your pussy then.
You was definitely pressed about pussy.
No, about they pussy. I'll press about growing pussy.
We was definitely pressed about
still. What was that? We was trying to be, everybody was trying to be hardcore gangsters and shit.
Yeah, nah.
Everybody was trying to do that.
I was trying to smoke some dope.
Everybody at school.
I had to let that shit go, bro.
I smoked some dope and fuck your grandma or something.
Everybody was trying to be hardcore.
Yeah, it was nigga grandmama.
I definitely changed because, like, I'm a little more bliggity bliggity black now. back then, my ass was listening to Avril Lavigne and Paramore and shit. You know what I'm saying?
That shit was hitting then.
You know what I'm saying?
Wake up at 7 o'clock in the morning, that shit
not, going. Not me, I'm just saying it was popping.
You got me fucked up. You were listening
like,
to shit.
I just knew.
I know I was listening to shit.
You on the cocaine. Like, hey, this bitch.
Fucked up, bro.
I just knew. Do you hear me?
I smoked that much. I opened up the door. I thought somebody broke in the house. Holes in the wall, TV broken, gone. I'm like, dang, like, nah, you're dead on this shit. I'm like,
what?
How you come to your own place and fuck it up?
You fuck your own.
You fuck up your own shit.
That shit, how you
eat. I thought somebody broke in the house.
I know, bro.
I was like, man, look at my
chemical imbalance, bro. Y'all supposed to smoke that shit, bro. Embalming fluid is for dead motherfuckers, bro.
You telling me like
I'm gonna let you know. So
talk to yourself.
No, I talk to myself. I smoked that shit in 12 years.
You start talking to yourself. You start, man, you start seeing
bro,
shit.
Bro, that's how I felt when y'all do that party, bro. I'm telling you, when y'all do that party, one of Keisha's friends had an edible, and I think that shit was like 600 milligrams, 700, somewhere up there. But she was
Took the whole thing?
I took a half, but she was living in Denver then, right? So that's how she got it down here. But whatever y'all was giving me drinking, I was taking, and then she gave me half of that bitch, and then we was smoking and drinking on top of it. Son, I was at this table like literally melting, nigga. Like I felt that shit. I was like, yo, I ain't gonna make it. So I'm texting Keisha, like, hey, and I think I wasn't even there for 1 hour and 30 minutes, bro. Like, that's how fucked up I was.
That edible high is... That's a different...
I'm at the table like, nigga...
Oh, shit.
Go to the bathroom. You gonna make it. I'm walking down the hallway like... nigga, if you ever talk to Keisha about that shit, ask her, nigga. She had to drive us to go pick up the kids. And, like, I'm in that bitch. Like, it's a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Every time she hits something, I'm like, oh! Nigga got home, I'm laughing at everything on the TV, nigga. Shit was crazy.
I look like an addict, bro.
Like a family man. Hey, man, stop showing pictures like that, bro.
Like a family man.
I was fucked up, bro. I remember this day, bro. And the only song playing in my head is the story.
Oh,
what I look like. Man, you done came up, bro.
Man, listen, that shit was scary.
Good time.
Thank the Lord, man, for what he brought me from, man.
If I pulled some of them pictures out, I wasn't doing no drugs, but I was definitely sucked up, headband.
I was done for.
If I could find...
I was on my way to the early grave. What the fuck we saying in church?
Give me that book right there. I'm talking about it glowed up.
You came a long way, my boy.
Yeah. Talking about ain't nobody go up. She
you like
a
kid that had to be in home room to read and shit. Like, I gotta figure out where to get bitches.
This nigga,
this stars and these
some dickies,
bro. Some big dickies older than us, bro. Come on, man.
Man,
ain't nothing bad about it.
Bullshit.
Ain't nothing bad about it.
I feel like you just want to get on the glow up train. You was already good.
Ain't nothing bad about that.
She showed us a patchy picture. This one I won. I was so horrible. No, fuck you, watching.
Definitely didn't happen.
Well, nah, I was cute right
there. You're not going to find none of them pictures in there.
I'm going to find one. Please.
Yeah, you know who used to want to talk to you so bad?
Me?
That nigga Richard.
Nigga named Richard seemed like he want to talk to everybody.
You don't remember Richard from the hood? I used to hang with this nigga all the time.
Richard.
His last name, Leonard.
I don't know who the fuck that is.
You probably don't remember
how Richard
was. Yeah.
Giving me all the fucking time. That nigga used to say some wild ass shit.
I don't know how Richard
was. You was in court, bro? Or you was in church? Which one, man?
Which one? I was in church. I was in school, man. Somebody took a picture of me, bro. I was at ISS.
You gotta use that for an album cover, don't you?
I swear.
Come on, man. You got bitches, and you the youngest nigga in this bitch, bro. What the fuck?
That was 2012.
No, hell no.
That was 2012.
No. That was 2012. My baby pictures don't look like that, dog.
No, that I checked them out a yearbook. Pictures
on
my sister's
wall.
It don't
matter though, G.
2012, nigga. Oh,
2012. Okay. Like, oh. That's what I'm saying.
It looked like they took that shit with a Polaroid.
I'm a little baby. You know how they find a nigga that's still right picture every week.
That
every
shit
week.
Looked like a Polaroid.
Back in the day, Autumn. Yeah. The Canon printers, when that ink about to run out, they still let you print that shit up.
Yeah, bro. I took all them shits off a wall out of yearbook picture.
Hell no.
I swear, bro.
Your pictures look like these pictures. These
are
like your
pictures. They got different cameras.
That's like scrapbook. Now, that was Louisiana.
Nah, fuck.
That was Louisiana picture, bro. I was literally tweaked out.
Yeah, on all
pill popping, smoking, snorting. I thought snorting pills was just something I did. Now I found out that shit is normal.
Nigga, what?
Yeah, I used to crush the pills up and snort them.
You know, I've actually seen it.
Oh, I'm proud of that shit, bro. I don't look like none of that.
You don't?
None of that shit. Super proud of
it. I probably used to look like a crackhead. I don't know.
We all did, nigga. We was 138 in high school. We was 138. Ribs, everything, nigga.
Nothing but bones, nigga.
That's funny.
Imagine like 4 KBs walking around with a short.
Bro, I was definitely. The fucked up part about me in high school, I was skinny with a belly. I looked like one. I was smoking and that shit, not eating. So like, I had the like African belly, you know, yeah, that yeah, trip. Yeah. I had an Audi belly button and all that shit. Yeah. That dope was killing me, dog.
Oh my
God.
Audi belly button.
Yeah.
Off smoking.
Bro, I started smoking dope. After I got stabbed, when I was 12 years old. 12.
Wow. How many times have you been stabbed?
Twice. Second time was more recently. First time I was 11. The second time, bro, that's years. The second time I was 29. First time was 11. The second time, so I wasn't good years.
Them pictures, you know MLK though. Bro, them pictures look vintage as fuck.
So I'm Benjamin Button.
You aging in reverse, my.
This one, I think this was around the time you met me.
You was a captain.
No, I was just.
See, you was in college and this
quiet
was...
boy.
Yeah, no, I
wasn't. Nah, this was quiet. He was quiet boy.
I was definitely working at Survey.
You was in college, my boy.
Nah.
You was a capo. You was going through the line stomping.
Nah. This nigga think I'm a black Benjamin but yeah, I was heavy into church. Man. I'm still. Heavy
yeah, that's when church. I met Jay. And I was like, oh, look at
him. See, that's. Probably the time Edward. I could have got a lot of coochie because a lot of people throwing that coochie at me. Mothers of the church, pastor wives, usher boy members. I was like 21. 20.
Oh, church girls be the worst ones.
Oh, yeah. They fuck.
Nigga.
They fucking, but they don't be knowing how to fuck sometimes. You can tell. They
right.
They just starting off. That shit.
Yeah, this
is
my cup,
man. You can fit riding you
looking at that? First sensation. Church girl.
I told you, don't tell. They know how to suck a dick.
Please don't tell this.
No, just that burst sensation. That's why I got my first.
Damn.
Mind,
I thought
they
were talking about this other story that you had told.
What
other
story?
And we had laughed.
Like, what other story?
What other
story?
Wow.
Same person.
It is fucked up what happened.
Look at.
Steve. Come on.
You know what's crazy? That's my dad.
That's a jeans suit, yo?
No, it was a blue shirt. Blue. But look, that nigga look younger now. That shit is crazy. Well, yeah, you seen him before.
Who that is?
My dad.
I swear. He looks exactly the same.
How you go from the vintage pictures to you got an 8X tall tee on, bro?
Oh, that's I'm still Chicago then. Oh,
man. You still, look like you from Louisiana right
I'm
there.
I'm still a big
GD. The pictures, when you was in Louisiana, you from somewhere else.
No, well, see? No. It was a culture shock. So I had to try to bring my culture down to Louisiana. That shit was not going. Nigga, like, why you got your collar turned up?
Nigga, this 0-4-5 right there.
Yeah. It's about 04, 05. I say 05 because this was like the summer before we moved to Louisiana.
I didn't realize that shit was black when I got to college. Damn, niggas don't dress like that.
Nigga was still dressed. Nigga pulled
over that bitch with a 5X on. Niggas don't dress like that.
Hey, bro, we ain't doing that shit. Bro. Niggas don't dress like this. Unsnap your fingers, man.
You don't do that here.
And then come that bitch with like, little John.
Yeah, you know, I'm like, oh, I gotta change this shit up quick.
That shit crazy because, like, yeah, you in a college campus, you ain't seen all of this shit.
Yeah, because people from everywhere.
From everywhere. And it's, and what's so wild, you go back to the hood, you go to the club,
you put niggas you on. Y'all love that shit. When I found my own style, bro.
Yeah.
I always had my own style. That's what I'm proud of. I ain't never dressed like nobody else. Fuck y'all. I'm Jay Tucker.
What's your real name?
Jay Tucker.
Mm.
That's my real name.
Jay.
Why? Bro, that's the biggest thing I'm proud of too. My son 5, and he stand on his own. Like that nigga got his own style. He look. I don't want to say he a leader, daughter. But he just he do his shit. He don't want to be like nobody else. He called me today. I bought him some Jordans and some Dunks. And he's like, Daddy, I'm going to wear them when I go out with you. But I want some Chuck Taylors.
Word.
Like, well, nigga, I used to wear Chuck Taylors. What the fuck you know about Chuck Taylors? I want some. You got some, bitches.
Mm. Right, and that's the
he said, I wanna wear them
cutest, cheapest shoe you can buy.
Bro, that shit excited me.
Save your life.
At all. Bitches flat than a motherfucker.
Yeah, you step on the rock, that's it. That shit gonna be inside your foot by the time you're done.
They playing back to the best
one. Dude, like you look.
I'm trying to tell you, man.
Hispanic. Your mama look Hispanic.
How old are you there, bro?
I'm probably like 11 or 12.
Nah.
Like, right? I need you.
I'm half
aging Hispanic. Backwards, bro. Like, technology.
You had to know all your older you got. Good
with my family? That was the only time.
The most kids we
know. Why have I never known this?
What?
That you were half
Hispanic.
Yeah. I never knew that shit.
Yeah, he said, yeah,
that's why I'm built like this. If you see my real daddy, he looked like the daddy from he looked like Lasianica Boulevard daddy.
He said it before on the other podcast.
I do not remember that. Wow. Yeah.
That's my daddy now. That nigga ain't exactly the same.
He's still pregnant.
Oh.
Hopefully he don't get the whole
married to my mom.
Oh,
and that shit, this how in tune, you know, I am with my mom and dad. That shit hurt my feelings when he said that shit. My heart, that shit like stunned. Like, oh, I know he got them holes. Hey, remember how Raven used to be on, that's so Raven when she get a vision?
What the fuck?
She's married to my mother. That shit fucked me up, bro. Wait a minute, ready? Oh. Put my daddy on these holes?
My man,
nah, man. But hey, he still be. She leave my daddy charming ass, bro. Like that nigga. Definitely. I be having to check him sometime, right?
Pop,
you can't say that to her.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh no, I'm just being nice. No, the fuck you ain't. Mama be checking his ass so bad. She check him in front of women and all. But he says, "Oh, darling, you're so beautiful." Yeah, she is, and. I take it back.
And the funny part is, like, your mom do not look like she like that at all.
My mama definitely Chicago like a motherfucker. Mama is the epitome of a Chicago person. She's standoffish. She coming out of it now because she been married to him for so fucking long. But she definitely got to get to know you like more than 3 times. I'm talking about she the first lady of a church. She don't fuck with church people. Until she get to know them like 4 or 5 times, that's when she crack her first smile. That's her smile if she don't know you. If she show teeth, she fuck with you. If she don't fuck with you, she don't fuck with you. She ain't gonna fake it with you. She ain't gonna do nothing. And the shit is irritating. Do your mama, you get tired of hearing, hey, I just wanna ask you, do your mama like me? Do you think your mama? I do not. If she ain't smiled at you or asked about you, she pretty much don't give a fuck about you. And it's probably something my daddy did. Or something he said. If he comments somebody too much, all right, you said it a couple of times. Okay. Yeah, Pop, you gotta know your wife, man. She thugging. My mama went to high school, or went to one of the high schools R. Kelly used to be at.
Get the girls?
When he was poor. This nigga wasn't rich yet.
Getting girls?
Oh, junior high. Nah, he just used to be up there. Nigga was home. So he used to walk to school, be singing outside and shit.
Wow.
I always smelled piss. That's what everybody say. Nigga smelled like piss.
I know some people like that. They had the piss the carpet. Smell like they let people piss on their carpet. As soon as you walk in their house. But they was the coolest motherfucker. I ain't never eaten nothing over there. But they was cool as fuck.
Friends like that, their houses nasty as fuck, but you just, oh yeah, you know, you just go hang out with them, but hey man, I ain't eating shit over here. Right, I ain't spending a night or nothing. Kick it, but I ain't staying over the night. Definitely, my mom said you can't stay there. Definitely, you gotta take your ass home. Like I had a whole thing about taking showers or baths in other people's tubs back then, so I couldn't.
I mean, me and Kenny used to be young, sleeping in the same bed. We're like, third grade, he had stars. His mom, she used to bathroom. All right, nigga, he pee in the bed. That's the worst shit, though. Oh my god, that's the worst shit, bro. I said, nigga, you pee in the bed. It's so embarrassing. I'm like, I'm sleeping on the couch. No, fam, I'm gonna sleep on the couch. I'm good. Dang. Now
his mama ain't had to do him like that.
She did. She was tired.
Damn.
She was tired of cleaning that.
I would not have embarrassed my child like
that. I love my cousin. Him and his parents, they had no filters at all.
Wait, do you have a hat on or is that your hair?
Oh, no.
That's a fedora, I believe.
Oh!
Yeah, that's a fedora.
I was confused. Come on. Then my boy got the red loafers on.
No.
You was a camel.
I was not.
You was a camel for the Lord.
You was a camel for the Lord.
You shit, man. My Lord and Savior.
Your eyes a little low and shit.
I was definitely at the peak of my light skin tip.
This boy just said light skin tip.
You was a camel.
Oh, yeah.
I like red. I bought them loafers to file every...
Tyran and all that. Yeah, you was definitely shimmying in the choir. You had a cane. I know, I was never in a choir. Yes, choir boy, capital for the Lord. He bougie, he don't do choirs, he do praise teams. Hey, but you know what's crazy, I got a homeboy that used to pretend to be this
and that shit like game banging, because I'll be saying
if you get called on a college campus with. And what's crazy is he didn't got us caught up in some shit like that before.
Trying to go through somebody's line.
He had the jackets, he had all that shit. And I remember being out and he was like, nigga, you ain't no
unofficial champion.
Look, we ride with this nigga one day. I'll never forget that shit. I think this was one of our first years of college and we were going to hoop with Uncle Mike and he was with us. And Uncle Mike, like, hey man, so what y'all majoring in? You know, man, I was advanced communication, business communication, something like that. And I'm telling him civil engineering. So he gets my home, yeah, what you majoring in? Me and Randall looked at each other like, you ain't even in school. That's some funny shit to me, bro.
Oh, it's the glasses. Jeez.
My boy. Hey,
Oh, wow.
Man, can you? Dog.
Wow.
Big as fuck, my boy.
Wow.
Hey, man.
I'm definitely percolating.
Wow.
I was definitely
y'all remember Ace Ventura when that nigga walked in that bitch? And you must be the Monopoly. Oh, dog. You look like a dyke for real.
I like a dyke, a bull dyke. That's why I don't cut my beard, bro. I really look like a bull dog.
And I'm big enough.
So I think I told y'all that when I first came here. Like, did I show y'all the picture? When the girl thought I was a bull dog. For real. Shut the fuck
up. You got tears of my eyes for real, though. Don't show nobody else that shit, man.
I love showing that, bro.
Why, bro? That nigga said I was drawn up. That nigga said, and I was jiggling.
I'll percolate. Definitely on the perks then.
God.
Wow. And this is
the
perfect example of, like, you never know what people be doing behind closed doors, because this motherfucker in this picture looking like he about to do your math homework.
Oh, definitely hated math.
And a whole fucking crackhead. Like, what the
fuck? Oh, no, crackhead. I never done.
You look like you got some body.
I did coke.
Nigga, like, bro.
You remember the nigga I sponged by and hit the pickles on his toe?
I look like a fish, bitch. I look like a fish,
bro. Oh god. Oh.
Hold on, bro.
Let me pull that shit up, man.
Oh man.
Oh.
Say what you want. I had a little bad bit. I had a bad bitty.
You did, bro.
Oh, yeah. That's somebody that glowed down, though.
That's
what though, drugs. But she a teacher too now. That's the fucked up part.
Fuck,
and she still happy. I'm about two
teaching kids.
And look, can teach her the year was all that shit.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, I ain't do that.
You take her down?
No. Oh, you saying fuck?
Yeah, the problem.
Oh, yeah, I told. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I thought you were talking about with the drugs. No. I said, I introduced her. You know, I thought you said I'm Bobby Brown. No, I ain't do that. She was on that before. What the fuck? Hold on. Put it back up. Yeah, he does.
I ain't trying to
play
you.
Get the fuck out of here, bro.
He
trying
to
play
you.
Turn it around, bro.
That first bitch, bro. Come on,
I'm gonna go back to the first picture. Hold on.
Jesus.
Bro. Definitely just a match. Definitely.
Hold on, wait. The glasses of my prescription, my nigga.
Fuck no.
Why ain't he big, nigga?
Am I tripping?
Why ain't he big?
Come on, cuz.
Let me see. Turn around.
I really hate him.
Fuck out of here.
I really hate him.
You have to be that big, my boy. Like, God, they
call
your whole face, my boy.
Son. That nigga said they was for fashion, bro.
They were for fashion.
No way you seen them big ass glasses.
Give me the bitch.
You see it.
Honey bee.
You see it.
Jay, you definitely won. Out of the glow ups.
Fuck no.
Nah.
Fuck no.
Yeah.
Glowed up.
Fuck no. I can show them some shit that to beat that. I got a picture with me hugged up on this girl in shorts right here. I got a fucking FUBU shirt on, some khaki pants, some Adidas with a gray stripe down the middle that was like neon glowish, and a headband.
But that's just style.
I'm talking about smiling from ear to ear, nigga.
That's just style, though. We talking about looks.
The looks was terrible, bro. Y'all see how Kevin Durant didn't brush his hair at all? That was me all through high school. It don't look like I got up and said, yeah, I'm going to brush my hair today. You ever seen a dirty Brillo pad?
Look at my eyes, bro. You can tell I was dying.
Yeah, now you definitely. Now you look like you was on something.
Right there. Some boy, God damn, is it Youngberg or some shit like that?
Hitmaker?
That's
bro. You can tell me I was part of Young Buddy, boy. I had a blood hat on. I had the Big B hat on. Probably just came down.
Now, if
that's
what
my eyes think.
Like, if I wasn't looking at this picture from you, I would not think that's you.
That's me. That's another
regular
ass song.
Oh, this album.
Yeah.
Amazing. That's my favorite.
Look at me and Fox, man.
He's definitely blue.
That all at work, nigga. That's Circle K, nigga.
He's a blue, G. My nigga, he's a blue.
That's Circle K, bro.
He's a blue. You got red on again.
Oh, red was the color, G.
No, it wasn't.
Red was my color. But like I said, I was a big Wayne fan, so I probably was bacon.
I was a Wayne fan.
I probably was blood.
This nigga, my baby.
I was supposed to be with her.
Is that you again?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's when he found Jesus. Then he was.
No, I had been found. That's when, like, everybody started.
Who is this?
Kiara Sheard.
You like she got some titties on her.
She got some everything on her.
Yeah, she.
She, yeah.
This females, but she like a famous, a real famous gospel singer. Her family is like the most famous gospel singing family. One of
the Clark sisters.
Okay. Bro, this woman had a smell on her. And God know what he be doing, because he let me meet her while I was 3 months married. If I would have met her 3 months prior, we had each other number and everything. We were texting. She was very much so like trying to find somebody. And then I told her, like, yeah, you know, I'm married. So quit. And that'll take me back.
Of course.
God knew what he was doing, though, because if I would have met her 3 months prior, we would have been in there having sex to gospel music. We fall down. We threw all the bounce version up.
Get this dig up.
We fall down, but we get on up. Some shit would have popped off. Dr. Clayton, you listening? You know what I'm saying?
You funny as fuck, boy. Stop showing them people, though, dog. Don't show them shit to nobody. Oh, man. Oh, man.
It's good.
It's so crazy because you can tell, well, I ain't gonna say happy innocent kid because you said you were hot. But I got them same pictures where my mama got me some fucked up outfits and I'm just smiling.
Oh, I didn't show you none of them.
I need to go look at my mom's pictures because y'all talk about I didn't glow up. Nigga, I definitely glowed up.
It's irritating.
Nigga,
too.
I had the fucking shark tooth, the tooth that was up there.
How old you was? Because some of that shit ain't growing up. That's just growing up.
Yeah.
Everybody ain't walking up.
Shit when I had a sister style in my head. When I was making my own decisions about what I was wearing and putting on.
He was putting the glasses on.
Yeah.
Can you say this?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Oh, definitely was Kel's face. Fucked up.
Same girl.
Same girl.
You put them big glasses on. That one prescription,
OG. I'm showing you, man. I can show you Chicago hip rolling videos. Me and my goddamn shirt in my mouth.
All right. I want to thank y'all for listening to another episode of these. Bad.
Wait.
Miss Mariah.
Is this a real thing?
Yeah, you know, Chicago be footworking and hip rolling and shit. I have to find
them show you after the show, okay?
It's so-called Wild I Cam. You YouTube so-called Wild I Cam. They got me on that bitch.
Sandwich.
At a skating rink in the middle of a circle.
Nah,
of
man.
3,000 people.
Please send it to me.
My hips doing all that. I can pay to get my hips to do some shit like
that.
You
got one more shot.
What happened, bro?
Tell them
good night, y'all. Shout out to the city, man. Chicago. All them niggas was doing that, though. All the dreams.